NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KYNE. KYNU, this is NAWCB, good evening to you. Well, back at it today, how did work go on this balmy Tuesday? Oh, wasn't too bad. I did backup today, so it wasn't bad at all. So then I got Saturday, half a Saturday and half a Sunday off, so it's going to be a good week.
Well, at least those days are approved there for you, and you know, like you say, that was kind of cut the weekend down a little bit, so hopefully the sixth on Saturday and Sunday will go quickly, and that way you can leave early and go watch the performances there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited for the girls. They're excited, a little nervous about it, but I think they'll do all right. I'm excited for them.
I'm sure they'll do just fine. And for, you know, them just starting out, I'm sure that, you know, take that into consideration there. So I'm happy for them in that way.
Yeah, for sure. How are you guys doing? How's your day today?
Doing pretty good. I got the lawn done yesterday and did some watering today. I've done a lot of stuff last week, so I'm kind of glad with it getting the temperatures going up and then see the air quality. I've not had to spend as much time outside, and I'm working on Lee's dissertation now, his chapter 3. So proofreading that and enjoying that process there for him and reviewing his work. He's done a good job there. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Good. You guys able to stay cool? The health keeping cool?
Yeah, actually, it's not bad so far today. Downstairs is cool. I think it's about 70 degrees. Upstairs a little bit warmer, probably about 72. I think we've maintained pretty decently up here, so we haven't had to turn the air conditioner hasn't been on, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. If we keep it up with the weather there, and we keep the house cool for you.
Yes, indeed. I think we do pretty good. We run about maybe, if we keep it about 75, especially up here, I'm pleased. We usually run at about 72 downstairs. So if I keep it about 75 or a little under, it seems to do the job pretty good. They've got the ceiling fans going, a couple others, so it should do the job.
Good, good.
Well, at least, like I say, at least for you guys, you've got that air conditioner that the person there giving you there. And at least you can keep, whether the living room or your room or what you need, movable or that, at least that'll help you guys out.
Yes, yeah, for sure. It works out really well. It keeps the house pretty cool, and I think if we had two of them, we're looking at getting a second one. I think if, once we get the second one, it actually does pretty decent. I think it would cover the whole house.
I'm sure it would. It probably, like I say, would benefit at least for you guys to sleep at night and stay cool, and then, like I say, the rest of the house and the main living area for you, it would probably benefit you.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. We got a gate for the hallway, because we've had to shut the door to the bathroom, because, the miniature one will go in and play in the toilet, and so we gotta close the bathroom for him. But we ended up getting a gate for the hallway, so now we can keep the bedrooms open and the bathroom open, so it's not like they won't get as hot as they would if they were shut up.
Yeah, that'll help them to sleep better at night. And, I know a couple of children that used to do that here, places where we lived previously. We had to put a foot there way up high in the bathroom door, so to keep some small children from playing in the bathroom, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. he's very mischievous. We've had to put locks on each of the cabinets, because he'll go in and pull everything out in the cabinets in the kitchen, and then play inside the cabinet. So like, no, this isn't gonna work. We're gonna close this off, so he can't do that.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Probably don't want him creating havoc in the kitchen and dumping stuff all over the place, especially his food, or making more mess to clean up. That doesn't work out so well. You'll definitely have to keep him occupied with his toys and his brothers and sisters, I guess.
Yeah, he's a little mischievous, get into things and stuff. Even if he has his own toys, he still likes to get into things. He thinks it's fun to touch my radio, so it's like, no. Those are off limits, you don't touch those. And he thinks it's fun, it's like, no. I'm not having fun, and this is not fun.
NAWCB, yep, definitely definitely wants to expand his horizons there. definitely gotta set those boundaries, I guess. That's the time to do it when they're little there. You have to set the boundaries, what they can touch, what they can't, what they can do and what they can't do. So that's good. Glad you guys are doing that.
Yes, and hey, you know, later on in life, if you want to grab a ham radio, I'm totally good with that. But like right now, not so much.
Yeah, maybe one of these days that he can get into the hobby. Today, he could definitely cause some mischief there in the bands there for Daddy. We basically don't want that type of a reputation. Don't want that to happen.
Nope, not at all. So, trying to be careful and stuff. That's right. Hopefully one day he'll become a ham radio operator and get him and Zach and Micah all into the hobby.
Yeah, definitely in that way, and you know, who knows? Maybe granddaughter or you know, daughter's there, could take it up as well. It'd be interesting to see what direction, like I say, it's interesting to see what direction these kids are going in, what they like, what they don't like, and, you know, each of them are unique and different. Sam, I'm interested to see what direction that they'll take. Who knows, man? Could be him, could be that.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Hopefully, get into something good, something that they can enjoy. You know, whatever. I'll support them in whatever they do.
Yeah, that's that. You know, stuff that'll keep them occupied, keep them out of trouble, give them something constructive to do. You know, a hobby or something that they like to do, or point them in a career choice, or you know, whatever, wherever it takes them there. Absolutely, I'm definitely praying for them towards that end in their lives ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So. Good stuff. I was going to tell you something I just totally forgot. It's just like I had a senior moment there.
I will come back to you. I definitely have a few of those senior moments there. It's like, what was I going to say, or what was I going to do, or what did I come up here for? Especially in this house, coming up and down the stairs, it's like, why am I up here? And then go back downstairs and say, oh yeah, that's why. And they're going to turn around and come back upstairs again.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. It's like, wait a minute here, this, I'm too young for this. I can't be having this. I guess part of getting old, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mom and I are in a place that, you know, it's the realization that, you know, not as sharp as we once were, can't do what we once did, and, you know, just that realization. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get kind of frustrated about it, but to that realization and say, hey, this is what I can do, and you know, work around the strengths that you have and work around it, and weaknesses kind of make up for it in, I guess, in other ways, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know, I've had to slow down a little bit and just kind of like reevaluate things. I'm like, all right, can't do this. I can't, you know, can't do that. And one of the days, my arthritis, it was one of the humid days. It was going to rain. And my arthritis just hurt. And I'm like, nope. I can't do this. I'm just kind of, I guess, just take it easy, take it slow, and enjoy what you can do, I guess.
That's it in that way. I try to be a little bit more deliberate and kind of take it slow instead of getting up and firing up or down the stairs. Kind of be a little bit more deliberate in my movements and think about what to do and if I can do this today and if I can do that with something else tomorrow, it seems to work out better for me. And then I feel like you accomplished something, but you know, not overdoing it, you're overwhelmed or tired in that. But yeah, and especially with arthritis, it does take a lot out of you. You're painful and you know, hurt, so you know you're exerting more, and that it makes it hard.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's just like all of a sudden, you know, you're going along and you know, you're able to do this, and then one day it just hits you, and they weren't wrong. I forget who it was that was telling me. When you hit your, you know, late 30s, early 40s, it just hits you like a brick, a load of bricks, and you wake up one morning, and your knees hurt, your hips hurt, you can't remember what you're supposed to do, and you're fortunate if you can remember.
Keep on doing what you can, and like you say, you work around, you try to work around those things, and I found in my circumstances where I'm at right now, make small goals, here's what I want to do today, work about an hour or so on it, work on something else tomorrow, and you know, I'm not getting too tired, stressed out. It helps me out anyway, but having some of the things that have happened through the years for me, I've had to kind of make those adjustments, I guess.
It's not easy, it really is. It's like you're used to getting things done, and in the back of your head, it's like, I'm still a young buck, I can still do this, and you know, Mike is showing me up, and, yeah, Dad, I got this fixed for you. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Well, that's the good thing about having kids, especially as you get older. You were helped a lot, doing various things, especially when I, was laid up there. Stepped up there and helped out. I know I helped my dad and my grandpa in ways, mowing the lawn or taking some of the table strings and, helped him out and, it helped a lot. So, glad that you got some kids there that could be there to, and help you out, especially with your work and
yeah, for sure. I'm blessed. I am. I've got a good family and good set of kids, and good wife, and it helps out. Leo understands with the hip issues and the joint issues and stuff like that. Cause she knows what I go through in the morning and late evenings, and, uh, 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 doing Yeah, for sure, for sure. It does help out. Trying to get to the chiropractor as much as you can. The insurance doesn't cover but that's okay. Do it as much as you can. Go from there, you know.
Yeah, I get you on the chiropractor. Yeah, yesteryear, man, they covered, we were going back in the day, once a week to the chiropractor. Now, we have been, I think, a couple of years, maybe a little bit longer, but it'll cover everything, and that makes it hard. If you can do that, that also helps out being a chiropractor.
Yeah, for sure. It does. So, just take it easy and do what you can. And like I said, just pace myself and, it's all good.
Yes, absolutely. I concur with you on that. I'm definitely encouraging it that way. Do what you can and carry yourself too. Can't burn the candle with old beds. It's hard. I found, especially in the 12-hour shift, even when I work days and it's 8 hours, just trying to get to bed at a good time and just getting up early and you're trying to catch up, especially you're working all the shifts or even at work at midnight, such as odd shifts. Hard to catch up on sleep and rest, trying to strike, it makes it difficult.
It does. And it's like, we've been going to bed around 9, and it's like, you go to bed around 10 o'clock, and it's, it's like, man, it's just an hour, but it's an hour, and it makes a difference, and so it's just, Part of aging, I guess. I don't know. It's something else. But anyways, Dad, I'm home, so I'm gonna head in here and relax, unwind for a little bit. We're supposed to get some weather tomorrow, so give you a heads up on that. Once I get some further on it, I'll update the Discord there and get things going there. But you guys enjoy your evening, and appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully you guys have a good night.
Indeed, yes. Thanks for the ride along there. Enjoy the conversation there, and definitely talking about the aging process and the aches and pains of life and that, but hey, bottom line, not as good always. But anyway, hey, good, you've got a day off tomorrow, you got tonight ahead, so let's enjoy it, head on in with the family, get some dinner and relax, but we definitely keep an eye on the Discord app and keep an eye on the weather tomorrow. But anyway, tell the family hi, 73 East and 88 New York. We'll talk again. NAWPB is clear on your mind.
Well, sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and enjoy your evening. 73s and 88s to Mom. KYNU, clear.
This is WPRY 950 doing a radio check.
KF8, AKV, here's you.
I hear you loud and clear over here. Where are you located?
You're going to have to Google it to find it. Muir is a small town in Ionia County. How about yourself?
I'm in East Lansing.
Well, yeah, you've probably never been through Muir, but if you go straight north to St. John's and hang a left.
Yeah, true that. I haven't been out that way for sure.
I'm slowly getting things around. There's a 7 o'clock net out of Grand Rapids I like to listen to and sometimes participate in.
Very good. Yeah, I just was got an antenna here for my my vehicle, and I just wanted to see how it was doing.
I hear you fine. Did you put in W8ECI yet?
I'm not sure, I understand what you mean.
Do you have W8ECI programmed into your radio?
Oh, no.
Because this one is actually part of a linked system. Everybody from south of Detroit to up way north of Saginaw listens in.
Copy that.
Well, can I get your call sign one more time so I can write you down?
WRPY950.
I haven't seen a call sign like that before. That's very interesting.
Am I not allowed to be on this one with a TMRS clearance, or do I need a ham for this?
KF8DTV, comment.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go right ahead. I got to get ready for this net.
Now, thank you for letting me in for a minute. To the man with the TMRS license, you are correct. You are in the amateur band, and you are not supposed to be out here right now.
Thank you.
This is KF8, AKV. I don't think I'm going to write it down. I'm not going to snitch anybody out. But live and learn, that's what I'm going to chalk it up to.
Yeah, copy that. I don't want him to get in any trouble either, so. Anyway, I got a delivery I got to make. KF8DTZ clear.
Good talking with you. KF8, AKV will be 73.
KC9EQW Mobile, listening. Station calling, I think I might have doubled on you. This is KC9EQW Mobile.
Okay, you need PON testing. KC8ELQ, KE8DON.
That's 555, sir.
Okay, roger that. Thanks for the test. KE8DON out.